Eco-warriors blockade Amazon warehouses in Britain on Black Friday. By Peter Catalan, November 27, 2021. Climate crazies Extinction Rebellion blockaded a number of Amazon warehouses in the UK on Black Friday, the company's busiest day of the year. 13 Amazon warehouses in the UK were targeted by Extinction Rebellion. In an attempt to disrupt the retail giant's busiest day of the year in protest against the supposedly environmentally damaging practices of Amazon. The group began its blockade of Amazon's largest warehouse in the UK in Dunfermline, Scotland, at 4 a.m. on Friday, according to a report from The Telegraph. Protesters prevented lorries from leaving the site, as well as some from entering through the use of placards, and by using so-called lock-ons. Devices that are designed to prevent protesters from being removed. Extinction Rebellion claimed that every Amazon distribution center in the UK would be targeted by the organization, with similar protests also occurring in the US, Germany, and the Netherlands. Over 31 XR activists were arrested at Amazon warehouses across the country on Black Friday, the BBC reported. A spokeswoman for the far-left climate alarmist group at the Dunfermline blockade stated that they were being watched by police, who reportedly had a single van on site. She also stated that the group had brought good vibes and music. The action is intended to draw attention to Amazon's exploitative and environmentally destructive business practices, disregard for workers' rights in the name of company profits, as well as the wastefulness of Black Friday, another spokesman for the group stated. The tactics employed by left-wing climate protesters have come under increased scrutiny after an XR splinter group, Insulate Britain, used similar methods to cause chaos in September and October. Activists frequently glued themselves to the tarmac in order to maximize disruption during attempts to shut down major roads and motorways, such as the M25. The protests reportedly resulted in serious injuries by delaying people who required urgent medical attention from reaching medical centers. 9 of the group's eco-warriors were subsequently jailed for violating a court injunction that prohibited the blockading of roads. On social media, Extinction Rebellion claimed that they are trying to wake people up to reality with the blockades and that in order for governments to act on climate change, mass disruption and civil resistance are required. There's no guarantee it will bring the change we need. But after COP26, it should be obvious that nothing else will, one post stated.